We did observe.
Cousin O'Merle, how far brought you High Hereford on his way?
I brought High Hereford, if you call him so, but to the next highway, and there I left him.
And say, what store of parting tears were shed?
Faith, none for me, except the northeast wind, which then blew bitterly against our faces, awaked the sleeping room, and so, by chance, did grace our hollow parting with a tear.
What said our cousin when you parted with him?
Farewell. And for my heart disdained that my tongue should so profane the word, that taught me craft to counterfeit oppression of such grief, that words seemed buried in my sorrow's grave. Marry, would the word farewell have lengthened hours and added years to his short banishment? He should have had a volume of farewells. But since he would not, he had none of me.
He is our cousin, but 'tis doubt when time shall call him home from banishment whether our kinsmen come to see his friends. Ourself and Bushy, Baggot here in green, observed his courtship to the common people. How he did seem to dive into their hearts with humble and familiar courtesy. What reverence he did throw away on slaves, wooing poor craftsmen with a craft of smiles and patient underbearing of his fortune, as 'twere, to banish their effects with him. Off goes his bonnet to an oyster wench. A brace of draymen bid Godspeed him well and had the tribute of his supple knee with thanks, my countrymen, my loving friends, as were our England in reversion his and he our subjects' next degree in hope.
Well, he is gone, and with him go these thoughts. Now for the rebels, which stand out in Ireland. Expedient manage must be made, my liege, ere further leisure yield them further means for their advantage and your highness' loss.
We will ourself in person to this war, and for our coffers with too great a court and liberal largesse are grown somewhat light. We are enforced to farm our royal realm, the revenue whereof shall furnish us for our affairs in hand. If that come short, our substitutes at home shall have blank charters, whereto, when they shall know what men are rich, they shall subscribe them for large sums of gold and send them after to supply our wants, for we will make for Ireland presently. Bushy, what news?
Old John of Gaunt is grievous sick, my lord, suddenly taken, and hath sent post haste to entreat your majesty to visit him.
Where lies he?
At Ely House.
Now put it, God, in the physician's mind to help him to his grave immediately. The lining of his coffers shall make coats to deck our soldiers for these Irish wars. Come, gentlemen, let's all go visit him. Pray God we may make haste and come too late.
Amen.